everybody.
Oh, I love the energy. That's fantastic. Thanks, Heidi. Time for American at Radio on 90.3 WHBC. I'm your host, Tom Ryan, and the woman I am so enamored with is my lovely wife and co-host, Heidi Morales Ryan. We do this every Wednesday and Friday between 5 and 6 p.m. In recent history, we've been recording these at home, and it's been great fun and a privilege to do this. And today's show is special because on Wednesday, of course, as you know, we've been working our way through top 40 albums and non-top 40 albums simultaneously. We haven't played a non-top 40 album since February, Heidi. It's been that long. 14 weeks in a row of relevant top 40 albums. So it's very heavy. We were up to number 143 with Joni Mitchell's Blue last week, and we haven't even cracked 100 of the alternative albums. This will change, but this is what happens, the ebb and the flow of time.
Yes.
You know?
There will be a shift.
Right. Now, I bring
in the balance
all of this up because today's album is by an artist that I have such deep love and respect for, and right now it pains me deeply to even talk about it. I don't know if you've ever done this yet. If you go to like Wikipedia and you look up COVID deaths, and the page, I'm showing you this right now, Heidi. Look on the computer. Look at this.
Wow.
Look at this. And their own chronological order. It's
incredible.
These are famous politicians, famous writers, footballers, designers, actors and actresses, and musicians. And I absolutely do not want to put any of these people in some sort of
hierarchy.
But there's one that hurt me the most. I have to admit it. The one that killed me personally inside was when I heard that John Prine passed away.
Yeah, that's sad.
And I knew this album was coming up. John Prine is one of the most gifted songwriters of our generation. If you ever heard anything by John Prine, then you know already how much you love John Prine. And if you haven't heard anything by John Prine, then you are about to learn that you love John Prine. And I just don't think you can't not love him. He's that incredible. One of the most endearing qualities of John Prine's songwriting is his ability to infuse humor into otherwise serious material. But this record starts off a bit on the silly side, which could mislead you into thinking that the guy's just goofy. Then, almost unexpectedly, he shifts gears and hits you with a 1-2 punch. And that's what this is about. It's a relatively long album. I'm not going to be able to talk much. So I'm going to try to let it flow for itself. But we'll start with some of the songs where John is trying to basically, you know, maybe catch a funny bone. Stay politically relevant, by the way. Any song about the legalization of marijuana in 1971 is certainly a controversial song, but he was singing to the choir. He knew what his audience wanted. And like I said, so the album kind of starts off on a lighter vein, but it changes quickly. So please stay with us for the rest of this hour as we play John Prine's debut album, released in June of 1971. Never charted any higher than number 154. But boy, if ever there was an album that deserved to be a number one album, this would be it. On American Radio 90.3 WHBC, here is John Prine with Illegal Smile.
When I woke up this morning, things were looking bad. Seemed like total silence was the only friend I had. Bowl of oatmeal tried to stare me down and won. And it was 12 o'clock before I realized I was having no fun. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No. No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. The last time I checked my bankroll, it was getting thin. Sometimes it seems like the bottom is the only place I've been. I chased a rainbow down a one-way street, dead end. And all my friends turned out to be insurance salesmen. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well, I sat down in my closet with all my overalls, trying to get away from all the ears inside my walls. I dreamed the police heard everything I thought. What then? Well, I went to court and the judge's name was Hoffman. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well done, hot dog bun. My sister's a nun. She was a level-headed dancer on the road to alcohol, and I was just a soldier on the way to Montreal. Well, she pressed her chest against me about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, she gave me a peck on the back of the neck, and these are the words she spoke. Blow up your TV, throw away your paper, go to the country, build you a home, plant a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, try and find Jesus on your own. Well, I sat there at the table and I acted real naive, for I knew that topless lady had something up her sleeve. Well, she danced around the barroom and she did the hoochie coo. Yeah, she sang her song all night long, telling me what to do. Blow up your TV, throw away your paper, go to the country, build you a home, plant a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, try and find Jesus on your own. Well, I was young and hungry and about to leave that place, when just as I was leaving, well, she looked me in the face. I said, you must know the answer. She said, no, but I'll give it a try. And to this very day, we've been living our way. Here is the reason why. We blew up our TV, threw our paper, went to the country, built us a home, had a lot of children, fed them on peaches. They all found Jesus on their own.
All right, so we're really smack dab in the middle of what I would consider to be something like a revolution in music when this is happening. And John Prine was sort of blissfully unaware of it, but also like maybe perhaps partly terrified by it. Understand, like, he was just a guy who was writing songs in the South, a folk singer, and all of a sudden in the early 70s, being a folk singer became the most incredibly popular thing you could be.
Yeah.
Right? So there was a huge emphasis. Look at the albums that we played recently. Graham Nash, Songs for Beginners, Joni Mitchell's Blue, Bill Withers, Just As I Am. You know, these are all folk singers albums, really, with a rock and roll tinge. So Jerry Wexler attends a show at the Bitter End with Kris Kristofferson, where they see John Prine, and Jerry Wexler is blown away. Now, this is Jerry Wexler. This is the man who has had his finger in the pie of every single awesome piece of music that came out of the American South for about the past 10 years. Ray Charles, that was you know, Jerry. Everything at Fame Records, Aretha Franklin, Wilson Pickett.
He is the man with the plan.
This is all Jerry Wexler. So Jerry Wexler signs John Prine to Atlantic Records. Huge shift, cosmic shift in what Atlantic was doing. And he brings him down to American Recording Studios. Now, Heidi, you and I, when we did our series on American Recording Studios, did we not like freak out over every show?
Absolutely.
How incredibly important it was. People like
we
Dan.
We freaked out over other shows.
Well, Fame's, you know, Fame and, yeah. You know, but that.
The whole Muscle Shoals thing.
This is, right, exactly, from Memphis to Muscle Shoals. And that's what this was. He's now in the midst of that. He's walking into American Recording Studios, like just maybe a few months after Elvis was there to record From Elvis in Memphis. That's insane. This is the guy, this is where Dan Penn has done all the songwriting and the Box Tops and everything else that's basically gone down. And in his own words, he says, "I was terrified." I went straight from playing by myself, still learning how to sing, to playing with Elvis Presley's rhythm section. The musicians themselves, who were used to playing funky riffs and, uh-huh. and coming up with like head arrangements all the time, were thrown by John Prine. They're not doing this sort of thing. Folk music? When we covered it historically in that series of shows, it did seem as if the whole John Prine thing was, you know, it wasn't in order. It just didn't make sense. Hayward Bishop, who's credited as Bishop Hayward, actually, they got his name backward on the album, said, "There is no evidence of groove whatsoever, and I was hungry for groove. Prine came off like a folk poet. He was really nasally. He didn't have any tone to his voice, and all of his songs were in the same key. I thought to myself, this is going to be like milking a dog." They thought there was no hope for it. None. But it was the singer-songwriter era. And John Prine was coming up with songs that were incredibly gorgeous and beautiful. And I can't say enough about them. Let's play two of the most important of them back to back. Hello In There, about maybe the right way to approach an old person who seems like he's disaffected. And another song about a returning vet from Vietnam who ends up bringing more home than just his body. He comes home with a heroin habit and a little bit of PTSD as well. And the song speaks for itself. This is before, by the way, way before anybody even knew the term post-traumatic stress disorder. Didn't exist. So first we'll hear John Prine with Hello In There. And we'll follow that by Sam Stone on American Radio, 90.3 WHPC.
It'd been years
since the kids had grown, a life of their own, left us alone. John and Linda live in Omaha, and Joe is somewhere on the road. We lost Davy in the Korean War, and I still don't know what for. Don't matter anymore. You know that old trees just grow stronger, and old rivers grow wilder every day. Old people just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello in there. Oh. Me and Loretta, we don't talk much more. She sits and stares through the back door screen, and all the news just repeats itself like some forgotten dream that we've both seen. Someday I'll go and call up Rudy. We work together at the factory. What could I say if he asked what's new? Nothing what's with you. Nothing much to do. You know that old trees just grow stronger, and old rivers grow wilder every day. Old people just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello in that. So if you're walking down the street sometime, spot some hollow ancient eyes, please don't just pass them by and stare as if you didn't care. Say hello in there. After serving in the conflict overseas, and the time that he served had shattered all his nerves and left a little shrapnel in his knee. But the morphine eased the pain, and the grass grew around his brain and gave him all confidence he lacked. With a purple heart and a monkey on his back, there's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. didn't last too long. He went to work when he'd spent his last dime, and Sammy took to stealing when he got that empty feeling for $100 habit without overtime. And the gold rolled through his veins like a thousand railroad trains, and eased his mind in the hours that he chose, while the kids ran around wearing other people's clothes. There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone was alone when he popped his last balloon, climbing walls while sitting in a chair. Well, he played his last request while the room smelled just like death, with an overdose hovering in the air. But life, it lost its fun, and there was nothing to be done but trade his house that he bought on the GI Bill for a flag-draped casket on a local hero's hill. There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios.
I think it's impossible to hear that song and not be moved. That was the first John Prine song that I ever heard in my life. There was a promo album called The New Age of Atlantic, probably a rarity now, but no, I mean, whatever. It's just a promo album. And it was cheap at the time. I think that's why I bought it. It had two things about it that really stood out in my mind. One was it had a Led Zeppelin song on it that was a non-album track called Hey, Hey, What Can I Do? And it was like my favorite Led Zeppelin song. So that, because I wasn't a big fan, but that song, I loved it. And I was like, oh my gosh, maybe I am a Led Zeppelin fan. And
it was your gateway drug.
It had a Loudon Wainwright song on it that I really liked, and it had this song by John Prine on it, and this moved me to tears. I remember like literally crying. I'm 11 years old, maybe 12. Yeah, but I guess I'm 12 when this came out, and it, you know, the war's winding down, but it, there's nothing good coming of it. It was just incredibly sad. And then the album moves, like I said, it starts off with those two songs that are almost like carefree throwaway songs, and it immediately gets incredibly, frighteningly deep with Hello in There and Sam Stone. And it doesn't let up, but this next song requires a little bit of attention. It's, oh boy, it's called Paradise, subtitled Muhlenberg County. It's a song about where John Prine's family came from. John Prine's father lived in Kentucky and somewhere in a town that was called Paradise. But I don't know if you know anything at all about strip mining. But when...
It ain't no paradise.
Well, when companies come in to do strip mining, they literally blow the entire top off of a mountain.
Right.
In order to get to the seam that runs through the middle of it. Which means that in this instance, a town called Paradise, which was the name of the town, got blown away, totally removed, doesn't exist. It became, the mountain doesn't exist. All that was left is where all these trucks were coming in, going to the coal mine to dig out the coal. So it's, as John Prine says it himself, when bluegrass musicians gather together, whenever they're together for more than an hour, Paradise is one of those songs that one of them starts to play and they all know it, which is pretty neat because it's a really close personal song. I wrote it for my father about where all my family's from. That doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. And to think that a song like that, I wasn't even going to record it because I didn't think that anybody would be able to pronounce Muhlenberg, which was the county where it was. So there you have it. On American Radio 90.3 WHPC from John Prine's debut album, here is Paradise.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky where my parents were born. And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we'd travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Adry Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. And the coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken, then they rode it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Friend in Fremont, he sells used cars, you know. Well, he calls me up twice a year just to ask me how'd it go. Pretty good, not bad, I can't complain. But actually, everything is just about the same. Met a girl from Venus, her insides were lined in gold. Well, she did what she did, said, how was it, kid? She was politely told, pretty good, not bad, I can't complain. But actually, everything is just about the same. Moonlight makes me dizzy. Sunlight makes me claim. Your light is the sweetest thing that this boy has ever seen. Molly went Arkansas. She got raped by Dobbin's dog. But she was doing good till she went in the woods and got pinned up against the law. Pretty good, not bad, she can't complain. Cause actually, all them dogs are just about the same. Moonlight makes me dizzy. Sunlight makes me flame. Digesting Reader's Digest in the back of the dirty bookstore. A plastic flag with gum on the back fell out on the floor. Well, I picked it up and I ran outside, slapped it on my window shield. And if I could see old Betsy Ross, I'd tell her how good I feel. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Well, I went to the bank this morning, and the cashier said to me, if you join the Christmas club, we'll give you 10 of them flags for free. Well, I didn't mess around a bit. I took him up on what he said, and I stuck them stickers all over my car and one on my wife's forehead. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already crowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Well, I got my window shield so filled with flags I couldn't see. So I ran the car upside a curb, right into a tree. By the time they got a doctor down, I was already dead. And I'll never understand why the man standing in the pearly gates said, but your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. We're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your black cow won't get you into heaven anymore.
We should print up those lyrics onto bumper stickers.
Right now. It's amazing that a song that is 50 years old
is still be so relevant.
So relevant. You could put it on your bumper sticker. It's incredible. Your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore, from John Prine's first album. Before that, we heard Pretty Good, buried in the middle of a set. I never get to play three songs in a row, but this is a relatively long album, 45 minutes, and I could talk about this album for days.
So I think really, you already have.
I know. I'm really trying to tighten it up. I had to stop here, though, because the next song is hands down absolutely my favorite John Prine song. And if you want to challenge me on that, please go right ahead. It would be a fun thing to do, but I'm never going to let
Send
up.
Send him emails. You can find it at AmericanHitNetwork.com.
Right.com. It's not his most famous song, but the picture that he paints is so vivid that it is literally, it's like a movie. It's a breakup song where he goes to pick up his girlfriend at the diner where she works. And there's music playing on the radio. And he knows that the relationship is bad. And he can tell it. It's all over her face. It's in her body language. And to capture a moment like that is very difficult as it is. To capture it and make it one of the most beautiful things you've ever heard in your life is something else again. And like I said, here he is in American studios with these guys that they don't even know how to deal with what is happening. It's a brand new phenomenon.
A shift.
This was the shift. The song is called Far From Me, and I love it so much, so deeply. On American Radio 90.3 WHPC, here's John Prine.
As the cafe was closing on a warm summer night, Kathy was cleaning the spoons, the radio played the hit parade, and I hummed along with the tune. She asked me to change the station, said the song just drove her insane. But it weren't just the music playing, it was me she was trying to blame. And the sky is black and still now, on the hill where the angels sing. Ain't it funny how an old broken bottle looks just like a diamond ring? But it's far, far from me. Well, I leaned on my left leg in the parking lot dirt. Kathy was closing the lights. Junebug flew from the warmth he once knew, and I wished for once I weren't right. While we used to laugh together and we danced to any old song, well, you know, she still laughs with me, but she waits just a second too long. And the sky is black and still now, on the hill where the angels sing. An old broken bottle looks just like a diamond ring, but it's far, far from me. Well, I started the engine and I gave it some gas. Kathy was closing her purse. Well, we hadn't gone far in my beat-up old car I was prepared for the worst. Will you still see me tomorrow? No, I got too much to do. Well, a question ain't really a question if you know the answer to. And the sky is black and still now on the hill where the angels sing. Ain't it funny? An old broken bottle looks just like a diamond ring, but it's far, far from me.
I got one wild card in my back pocket, and John Prine considers that his own favorite song of all time. So there, I agree with him. I love that song. It's got one of my favorite lyrical couplets about couples and problems. It's like you can almost, you see the diner, you see the parking lot. He says, I leaned on my left leg in the parking lot dirt. I mean, the details are incredible at that point. But my favorite couplet is like, you know, we used to laugh together. We used to dance to any old song. Well, you know, she still laughs with me, but she waits just a second too long. How sad is that? It's incredible. The next song, same thing. After he wrote his masterpiece about an old couple with hello, about an old man with hello in there, he writes this from a female perspective about a woman trapped in a loveless marriage and just day-to-day routine is making her brain explode. Bonnie Raitt said that it's the single song that defines her entire career. She's right, because when she covered it, she sort of owned it. But some of the best versions that she ever recorded was when she sang them with John Prine. On American Radio, 90.3 WHBC, here is, from John Prine's debut album, his own version of Angel from Montgomery.
Come home in the evening and have nothing to say.
make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way.
That track was called Quiet Man, following the rather incredibly beautiful Angel from Montgomery. But we've got three songs left to do, and there's just no time to talk. This album, wonderfully, I want to give it up for John Prine. So I just want to say this one thing about this next song. It's called Donald and Lydia, and it's probably the strangest of all of his empathetic songs. And I say empathetic because you notice he always seems to love the characters that he sings about. And this is about two people that sound like they never left their home, ever. They're probably fat, overweight, seriously agoraphobic. And it's and they live in fantasy worlds. And it might not be immediately clear when you first hear the lyrics, but I'm positive that's what it is. So listen to this and try to sympathize with poor Donald and Lydia. And after that, we'll hear 6 o'clock news and flashback blues. And Lord knows, God, I miss you, John Prine. We'll see you guys on Friday. Take care, everybody.
Small town, bright lights, Saturday night. Pinballs and pool halls flashing their lights. making change behind a counter in a penny arcade, sat the fat girl daughter of Virginia and Ray. Lydia, Lydia hid her thoughts like a cat behind her small eyes, sunk deep in her fat. She read a romance magazine up in her room, felt just like Sunday on Saturday afternoon. But dreaming just comes natural, like the first breath from a baby, like sunshine feeding daisy, like the love hidden deep in your heart. Bunk beds, shaved heads, Saturday night, a warehouse of strangers with 60-watt lights, staring through the ceiling, just wanting to be, lay one of too many, a young PFC. Donald, there were spaces between Donald and whatever he said, strangers had forced him to live in his head. He envisioned the details of romantic scenes after midnight in the stillness of the barracks latrine. But dreaming just comes natural, like the first breath from a baby, like sunshine feeding daisy, like the love hidden deep in your heart. Hot love, cold love, no love at all, a portrait of guilt is hung on a wall. Nothing is wrong, nothing is right, Donald and Lydia made love that night. Love, they made love in the mountains, they made love in the streams, they made love in the valleys, they made love in their dreams. But when they was finished, there was nothing to say, 'cause mostly they made love 10 miles away. But dreaming just comes natural, like the first breath from a baby, like sunshine feeding daisy, like the love hidden deep in your heart. The father was a stranger, and the stranger was the son. Call that child James Lewis, call his room a home. Changing all them diapers, polish all that chrome. Come on, baby, spend the night. All around the schoolyard, playing all the games, running, laughing, back and forth, the kid with to first name. Stranger in the closet, lock the diary. The past is running faster, singing harmony. Come on, baby, spend the night with me. God bless this kitchen, set the knick-knack shelf. Dinner's almost ready, go and wash yourself. Well, Jimmy's growing up now, Wanda's growing old. The time is growing short, the nights are long and cold. Come on, baby, spend the night with me. Through the diary. Now don't you know, all he saw was all there was to see. The old town saw Jimmy on the 6 o'clock news. His brains were on the sidewalk, blood was on his shoes.
I got the flashback blues.